we're going to talk about the last couple of episodes for Star Trek Discovery. On the original podcast, we just reviewed the season opener, which was okay. And then the second episode involved them on an away mission. They find a lost colony of people on a particular planet, and Pike and Burnham have a difference of opinion about how to approach that. These humans that came from Earth are stuck on this planet, and they don't necessarily know what happened to Earth. What did you think about that episode, Keith?
So that second episode was way better than that first one. So we're watching it, and oh, this feels like Star Trek. This felt like The Next Generation. It was part of the whole overarching story. It's all about the Red Angel and everything, and I was perfectly fine with that. But it touched on the best things about it. Some of the big things that really popped off for me was Pike's spirituality. Not so much a touchy subject, but it was something that was almost nostalgic for him, because he spoke briefly that his parents were theological scholars. So he understood what was taking place. These humans that were on this planet were from a turbulent time on Earth during World War III. Any Star Trek fan knows that that's considered the darkest period in human history. The time when Earth pretty much destroyed itself, covered in nuclear winter. It was basically the end of times, and humans pulled themselves up and became what they are today, or in that realm. Those humans came from that time period, and they were deeply religious and believed that this angel or whatever was an act of God. So they merged all religions together. All the religions that the people, the survivors who were transported to that world. Not only that, there was an element of mysticism in it that maintained it, that it was investigation of the Red Angel. They were transported to that area. So it was a number of things that was Star Trek, the Prime Directive.
I forgot what they call that.
Was it Directive One?
Something like that, and yeah.
You can't interfere with non-advanced culture, even if they are human. Despite the fact they were acting like idiots, kind of just learning from them. Anson Mount did a better job as Pike this episode. I was on board with his character at that point.
Yeah.
And more or less, I'm actually still disappointed. I stand by my assertion. I think, Barry, you made the same assertion as well, that I think it was a mistake having Anson Mount play Captain Pike. They should have made him be another captain, because he actually really shined in this episode. And I really got behind the fact that he felt like a Starfleet captain at this point. And it felt like the cast was kind of really merging together. Saru had his moment on board the ship. They had their own little issue going on. Tilly had the beginnings of a plot for her, where she's using her newfound confidence and skills to, as they're trying to stop kind of this impending doom that's going to happen to the planet. All in all, it felt like Star Trek. It was just a number of stuff going on and happening, and it got neatly resolved. Nice self-contained episode. At the same time, it touched on and advanced the overall plot altogether. So I liked it a lot. Back on board with Star Trek at this point.
Yeah, this was a positive episode, and it was also directed by Jonathan Frakes. There's at least some understanding of someone that should respect the lore of Star Trek.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with this episode is that Burnham's position on the ship should not allow her to provide that much input to the captain. That at the end of the episode, she's the moral compass for every bit of whatever is happening in that episode. Burnham's on the away mission. Burnham is giving the captain input. And then they start going off with Tilly. Had done something with an asteroid that they had captured. She starts seeing visions. Going to the next episode, which is Point of Light, which starts getting into the Klingons that almost kind of look like Klingons. They don't look like random aliens that someone decided to mess with.
Thank God.
And last season, they basically grafted a human onto a Klingon. Called him, asked Tyler to infiltrate Starfleet. Got resolved last season. Volk, he and Laurel, the Klingon that sent him on that mission, they also have a relationship, and then that kind of causes some issues in the upper echelons of the Klingons. What did you think about the episode?
It was a solid episode, solid step.
Felt Star Trek-ish. It just didn't do it for me.
Cleaned up some of the Klingon stuff. It got the Klingons back on track. They just need to keep going with it. They gave Klingons hair that made them a little better. Like, they just need to understand that the Klingons got to go back to the next generation. Got it back to canon. I think there was some beef, apparently, about a female Klingon chancellor, but they changed her title, the Mother of the Klingon Empire. So it's what it showed me was that they were taking the stuff that was all the negatives that happened with the Klingon before. I'm hopeful that they're just going to align it with what's been going on with the way people remember the Klingons. not so much a filler, but it felt like an introduction to kind of get people on the same page. This is where some of these characters are going, that we're not just going to be focusing on Discovery.
Did not like this episode very much. Felt that a lot of it felt rushed. The whole thing about Vulcan, Laurel having a child and child getting kidnapped, and then the person that kidnapped him gets killed, and then all of a sudden it's Section 31 that's trying to move all the pieces together. It just felt convenient. It felt like Star Trek. If this wasn't called Star Trek Discovery, I might have been okay with this. There's also the whole thing about Michael Burnham and Spock and Spock's mother, Amanda, showing up to talk to Burnham about, well, my brother has disappeared and I don't want to see him. And then she doesn't want to see him. And then she doesn't want to see him. And then she doesn't want to see him. Like, I'm tired of all that. What do you feel about that?
I didn't see that Michael Burnham thing being that big of a deal this time around, because there were so many other things going on. It wasn't central to the plot of this episode. I agree with you that it is just more or less a number of plot lines surrounding Michael Burnham and everything. Honestly, it's not that bad. It's not as prevalent as it was in the first season.
Then it also goes into more Tilly stuff, that Tilly's still seeing visions. That starts getting on my nerves.
Yeah, I think it's going to wrap that up pretty quickly.
Well, Keith, you didn't see the fourth episode.
Oh, crap. I guess it keeps going.
Oh, so the fourth episode has about maybe like four plot lines that, if this was Next Generation, it would be four separate episodes about everything that happened. So there's one about Spock. There's a number one that comes from the Enterprise that gives Pike some information about Spock, that Spock was in Starfleet Medical and now he's left Starfleet Medical. Then there's a whole other plot line that involves Saru. It was more convenient because of the other plot lines that go on. And then there's a whole another plot line with Tilly. It was just all over the place. It was a terrible, terrible, terrible episode. So if episode two is a high point, episode four is a very, very low point. Very, very low point. So whenever you see that episode, you need to let me know how you felt about it. It was terrible.
Because like most of your
we have a different opinion about Star Trek, but I think that episode is just generally disliked.
It's all like a brief thing saying like, yeah, this is not as strong as the other one, so I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
If I didn't like the Klingon episode, this one is I wouldn't quite give it a zero, but it was just like too convenient, too many plot lines, it was just silly. So Star Trek Discovery, at least the last couple episodes, and BTV Podcast.